Gospel Acclamation. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "Hear another parable. There was a landowner who planted a vineyard, put a hedge around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a tower. Then leased it to tenants and went on a journey. When vintage time grew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to obtain his produce. But the tenants seized the servants, and one they beat, another one they killed, and the third they stoned. Again he sent other servants more numerous than the first ones, but he treated them in the same way. Finally he sent his son to them, thinking, they will respect my son. But when the tenants saw that the son, they said to one another, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and acquire his inheritance. They seized him, threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What will the owner of the vineyard do to the tenants when he comes? They answered him, you put those wretched men to a wretched death, and this is vineyard to another tenant who will give him the produce at the proper time. Jesus said to them, did you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. But the Lord has seen that has this been done, and it is wonderful in our eyes. Therefore I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to people that will produce its fruit. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they knew that he was speaking about them. And although they were attempting to arrest him, they feared the crowds, for they regarded him as a prophet. Gospel of the Lord. It's so true. Jesus died for us. He is the Son of God. For our sake, he was persecuted. God the Father did not spare his Son. You can imagine how much sinfulness we human being committed. But the Lord sent his Son to reconcile us to the will of God. It's important we start again. We are sinful, but with the grace of God, with the blessing of the Lord on the cross, we can overcome our weakness. Be joyful to live a daily life. No better in peaceful time or in hard time. We just trust in the love of God for each one of us. Many times we compare ourselves with the others by telling ourselves God is better, doing better for other people than towards yourself. But it's not true. God is fair. God loves you as much as God loves the other people. But at times you might doubt whether God loves us. Be sure, because Jesus died for us, this is the reason we believe God's love for us is unconditional, not because we human beings are good, just because we are no good. That's why sacrifice is only begotten Son for our sake. Tell Jesus that we want to start again. If His grace, step by step, moment by moment, we tell Jesus, we trust in You. Tell His God, tell His Father, we want to follow Jesus, step by step. Let's pray together, inviting Jesus in our midst to pray for our strength so that we can carry our cross on a daily basis.